What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM, and in 1998, husband and wife Jim and Faye Lyons established Straight Talk Australia. Their desire is to see our young people escape the terrible consequences of uninformed decisions. These days, they spend their time talking to young people about making right choices. And while most of society is telling us that if it feels good, we should just go ahead and do it, Jim and Faye are presenting a countercultural message by telling young people that they can say no to the sexual expectations of our society. Jim and Faye, welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Good morning, Rodney, and good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Rodney. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little about the Straight Talk program. What does it involve?
But it started off back in 1997. We travelled over to the States to a youth conference, and one of the speakers was a lady called Pam Stenzel, and the subject matter she was speaking on was sex has a price tag. And I was a school chaplain at the time and also involved with Youth for Christ. And so we said, oh, we'll go along to that. You know, it's always a popular subject with the kids. And when we heard Pam speak, we just said, we've got to bring this message back to the young people of Australia and also to the adults of Australia. I brought it back and I built a program around it and took it to about 1,200 students at the end of that year and then went full-time the following year. And we've been averaging anywhere between 10 and 15,000 students a year with this program.
I imagine if you started it back then and you're talking to young people about keeping sex within marriage, that you would have had some of those people who had made pledges back in those early days have since become married. Have you heard back from any of those people?
Yeah, we had a guy email us actually, and he said, I was going through my drawer the other day, and he said, I found my pledge card that I'd got received from us, and he said, I'm getting married in about 2 months' time, and he said, I just want to say thank you for helping me to focus and see where I was really going. And just different ones even in our own church that have gone through. And sometimes I've jokingly said, I'll come up to the, when you're getting married, I'll come back and ask for your pledge cards back. But no, kids are just encouraged that someone's talking about it, someone's telling them the truth. And what we're finding today, that a lot of kids don't realise the consequences, not only physically, but emotionally, if they get sexually active before marriage.
Faye, what are some of the responses that you're getting from young people when you're talking to them about these issues?
What we do is we get the students to fill out a response card at the end of our seminar. The first question that we ask them, did it make sense? And the second question, has this session helped you and would you recommend it to your friends? Now, this is from a 15-year-old girl. She said, it, sex in brackets, is more valuable than people lead you to believe. It made me realise what could and will happen from the choices I make. Like they kept saying, kids really need to hear the truth from somewhere. Another girl said that you should be careful in the decision you make. It's backed up what I believe in, abstinence. When she said it's good to wait, I felt better knowing that someone else believed this too. And my friends really need to know this. They need to know the consequences of their actions. And I'll just share a couple of young guys. And this is a 17-year-old young man. That your virginity is a gift. You can only lose it once. It has helped me by showing how serious the STDs are and how committed you have to be. It also portrays the information you need to know before making your big decision. Another young man who is 15 said, to think about the choice of not having sex till marriage. It's made me aware of how easy it is to get or give someone an STD, and that just because you don't get a girl pregnant doesn't mean that you're off the hook. It really tells you things that aren't normally talked about.
It's interesting you're talking here about 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds. If we're to believe the statistics, isn't that a bit late to be telling people about sex? Our young people are getting active younger and younger.
That is true. We went to a state school in Queensland, and Faye had about six or seven girls come up to her after the program and say, oh, I wish we'd seen this sooner. We thought, you know, it was the big deal for them that when they turned 13, they'd organise a party and the girl would have sex with her present boyfriend. And that was the deal. And, you know, we're not saying that all kids are doing that, but there are groups in the school that are thinking that way because you only got to turn on the television or look at the magazines and what message is it giving our young people. Part of the DVD that we have called The Price Tag of Sex, there's a young girl who got pregnant in her year 12 year and she tells her story. Never thought it would happen to her, and it did. She thought that it was the end of the world for her, when she talked to her boyfriend, she thought abortion was the only way out. She talked to the school nurse in the school, and the school nurse gave her a lot of helpful information, but did say, look, talk to your parents about this. You need to tell them. And she didn't want to because she was so ashamed, but she did, and she said, it was one of the best things I've ever did in telling her parents. And the parents were very supportive, said, whatever you want to do, we'll support you. Even though they didn't agree with abortion, they said, if you want to do that, we'll support you. Anyway, she thought there still was abortion was the only option out, and so she went down to an abortion clinic, but then couldn't go through it. She said, I couldn't kill this innocent child within me. Went back home, had the child, and now she's studying externally as a single mum to be a high school teacher, something that she always wanted to do. And I say to the students, there are consequences. Had Stacey finished high school not being pregnant, it would have taken her 4 years to get a high school teaching degree. As a single mum studying externally, that same degree is going to take her 8 years. And you can hear the kids go, whoa, 8 years. Stacey is a real story. With the older ones, I start off, we're up in Charters Towers in Queensland, and I said to the guys, I said, guys, how many guys would you want your future wife to have had sex with before you married her? Big year 12 sitting in the front row gives me the big zero sign. And I said, that's interesting. Here's a guy that doesn't want any other guy touching his future wife. I asked the girls the same question. I said, girls, how many girls would you want your future husband to have had sex with? Guess what answer they gave me? Zero. And I said, it's interesting, guys, when we start talking about your future wife or girls, your future husband, we raise the bar because we want the best. And I say, if you want the best, you've got to be the best. And I said, that's the bottom line when it comes to sexuality. And, you know, you can almost hear the penny dropping for them. They're saying, yeah, that's what I want, but how do I get from where I am to that? Because all they're getting bombarded with is from Hollywood is, you know, hop into bed with someone, you'll find fulfillment. And that's just the opposite.
Is this just a case of pushing the church's morality onto people who are not Christians?
No, well, I say to the kids through the program, because I'm quoting a lot of medical statistics, articles from papers. It's not just Christian stuff that I'm quoting. And I say, even if you took all the Christian message out of this program here today, the medical facts do not change. You have more than one sexual partner and you're putting yourself at risk of STDs. That's the real thing. I even read an article out of the Western Australian, I think it was February the 5th, where the STD rates in Western Australia for gonorrhea are twice that of the national average. And they said three times that of Victoria and New South Wales. And they also said of chlamydia that in the last 5 years it's doubled in the infection rate in Western Australia. But that's all over Australia. The STD rates are just going through the roof. And because young people are being told to use a condom. And yet, against human papillomavirus or genital warts, there is no medical report in the world that will give you any evidence that a condom will give you any protection against that STD. They say it may. Against genital warts, which is the number two STD in this nation, it gives you 50% protection. Against chlamydia and gonorrhea, again, only 50% protection.
Faye, we've touched on the idea of this True Love Waits pledge. Can you tell us a little of what that involves?
At the end of the response card that we get the students to fill out, we have this little pledge card. It's blue and silver, and it says on it, believing that true love waits, I make a commitment to God, myself, my family, those I date, my future mate, and my future children to be sexually pure until the day I enter a covenant marriage relationship. The idea is that we say to them, it's a commitment that you're making to your future marriage partner. It's not a commitment that you're making to us or to our organisation. It's to your future marriage partner. And it's because it's credit card size, we suggest that they put it in their wallet and they leave it in there. And every time they open their wallet, it reminds them of the pledge that they've made to their future partner when the time comes.
I know that people have been critical of these pledges, and there have been statistics to say it doesn't actually make any difference. I was interested to read that a survey that's just come out this month of Baptist newlyweds in Texas says that 6 out of 10 who took the pledge remained celibate until marriage, while only 3 out of 10 of those who didn't take the pledge remained celibate. What sort of research have you seen come back, and what sort of a difference have you seen it make for people?
Well, there's nothing much in Australia. We're pioneers in this area of doing this in Australia. There's no one else doing what we're doing in that sense. And so it's very Very hard. When we send the pledge card back to the people, we have no more correspondence with them unless they contact us. Because we're only a small organisation, we don't have the resource to follow it all up. From what we're finding in the States, the tide is turning, that virginity is becoming popular again, and they're seeing all the STD rates go down, pregnancy rates go down, and because abstinence is being pushed and pushed strongly. And there was a report about the middle of last year saying that it didn't work, but when they went into the and had a look at the study of it, there was a Christian group went into it, they found there was a little subheading that they'd taken all this on, and it was just way out. And that was false. But as soon as it hits the headlines, it's big news. But then when the truth comes out, it gets a mention on page 24 in a little column that no one reads. Because the interesting thing, at the end of our seminars, I ask the kids this question. I say, how many of you expect your future marriage partner to be faithful to you? And they all do. They all expect their future marriage partner to be faithful to them. And I say to them, the big question is, when does faithfulness begin? Does it begin on your wedding day? And they'll say, no, before that. When you get engaged on that day? No, way before that. When you meet each other for the first time and on that day you say, from today on, I'm going to be faithful to you and not cheat on you. And I'll say, young adults, it starts today. And every decision you make in this area will determine who you are on your future wedding day. And if you want to be that faithful, loving, trustworthy partner in your future marriage, you've got to start putting those qualities into your life from this day on so they will come out in your marriage. They don't magically happen. Hollywood would have us believe that on your wedding day, the good fairy comes along, sprinkles magic dust on you, and you become a faithful person. Fantasy. It takes a lot of hard work, self-control, discipline to be the faithful person before marriage, and that's the foundation for faithfulness in marriage. And I just say to them every day, I choose to be faithful to my wife of nearly 34 years. I said, I don't have to be faithful to her. I choose to be faithful to her. And to realise that they have a choice. And that's what a lot of girls will say to Faye afterwards. Oh, it's so good to know we can say no. We thought we had to say yes. And you kind of think, what kind of a society are we bringing kids up in that they think they have to say yes to sex, that they don't have a choice?
How do people get in touch with you if they'd like to know more?
Well, probably the only way they can get out, if they want to get onto our website, it's www.straighttalk.org.au. If they wanted to ring us, 0414 897 517. That's 0414 897 517.
Jim and Faye, it's been a delight to talk to you about the Straight Talk program. And if you miss the contact details, you can get in touch with us here at 98.5 Sunshine FM and we'll pass them on. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.